Talk about learning about the Bible. You see,
how many of us have a Bible in our home? How many of us have maybe two, or three, or four, or five, or 10, or 20, or 30? I was tempted to gather up all the ones that I had and set them over here and go, yeah, this is what we find in many people's homes. It's not just in preachers' homes that we find multiple copies of a Bible. If I did that, I'd also have to bring all the laptops that I have because they all have the Bible on them. Then I'd need to bring all the commentaries that I have because they all have the Bible in it. We have the Bible in our homes. Anyone who's a Christian has a Bible in their home. But the problem is, how many of us really read those Bibles? I'm not talking about when the preacher calls out a sermon on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or in the Bible class when you're reading from a particular passage of Scripture. I'm talking about how many of us sitting in our homes actually sit down and spend time with the Word of God. You know, one of the biggest problems with the school systems nowadays is that parents have left their role of being the primary educators and said, I'll let the schools do everything. The schools should not have to teach our children any writing and arithmetic. And yet we leave to our children how to act, how to behave, how to live, how to eat, how things that parents should be doing. If the parents were doing their job, the school systems would have a much, much, much easier job before them. And I'm afraid that when it comes to our... We're just the same, aren't we? It amazes me to see parents look at their children, they reach the ages of 25 and they fall away. And they look at them and they go, I don't know where we went wrong. We took them to Sunday morning. They went to Bible study Wednesday night. Where did we go wrong? That's the problem. The focus was only on making sure they attended. It was only in making sure that they went to church. If there is no home to Bible, you're not be Christians. They made church. And it's the rest of their lives, but they will never be Christians that are faithful and pleasing in the sight of God. I believe the Bible needs the primary focus in the home. And I'm afraid that we as parents have abdicated our responsibilities in teaching our children from the Word of God. We're losing our children. We're losing our grandchildren. We're not taking the time to focus on the Bible and truly teaching them as we should. And so what I want to look at this morning is how we should homeschool our children in the Word. It should not be left up to the Bible class of what? An hour and a half with your kids each week? Teach your kids the Bible as they need to know them. It should not be left to the preacher who has at most, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours with your kids each week to tell them things from the Bible, and not kids, but to the entire audience, of which most of it will go right over their heads. We as families, as husbands, as wives, as fathers and mothers, have a responsibility to teach our children from the Bible. It's interesting, when you look throughout history, the biblical history, we see that God has always wanted His Word to be studied and taught in the home. You go back to the days of Abraham, and look at what is said about Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19. God says this about Abraham. He says, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him." You know, we read this passage a lot, but I don't think we're contemplating what God is saying about Abraham. I know, is what God is saying. I know that Abraham will guide his children, that he will teach his children my ways, my commandments, my desires. Before we were married and had children, could God set us? After the fact, our children have grown. Can he say, I knew that he'd be the individual that would lead his family, that would teach them from his word, that they would follow in my commandments? I'm afraid many go back and go, that's not me. I have failed in my responsibility. When you look in the Old Testament, we see time and time again in the commandments of the Israelites that they were to teach their children of these things that were happening to them. Look, if you would, in Exodus chapter 10. In Exodus chapter 10, we read there, chapter 10 there, beginning in verse 1, they're to tell their kids about the plagues of Egypt. These things that were going to be happening were a sign to them, their children, about the things that happened. If you go over to chapter 12, in verses 26 and 27, we see where the Passover was there so that they could teach their children what God had done. That God's power and might, through the power and might of those plagues, brought Pharaoh, the mightiest king in the world, to his knees. And through the power and might, God Israel. They were to tell that. But you know, it doesn't take much reading in the, and we read where they forgot to tell their kids. They're not those that lived during the, they served the Lord. These are the elders who had served during the days of Joshua. But there arose a generation that did God. Nor the works that he had performed. And that what we're living in today? Our children know the Simpsons. Whether it be Bart and Homer or Jessica. They know Harry Potter, Ron, Weasley, Hermione. They know the Cullens. They know all about sparkling mice. They know all these television shows, all the ins and outs. They know every kid that's ever been on Survivor. How they did. But how well do they know about the mighty works of God? How well do they know about an Abraham, Shem? How well do they know about David, Nathan, Melchizedek? Actually ask, how well do we know these individuals? You see, God has repeatedly told them, look, as God was speaking from Adam, to teach their children. The things God were to be taught to them. Look over in Deuteronomy 6. Chapter 6, let's begin reading there in verse 6. See some instructions of God to the families of, the families of the Israelites. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 6, it says, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as front on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Now pay attention. God wasn't saying, okay, when you come together for the feast, then you're talking about me. When you come together for worship, then you're going to talk about me. Look at what God said. Not only when you come together to worship me are you going to talk about me, but when you're walking along the road, when you're sitting down, when you're preparing to eat, when you're getting ready for bed, you talk to your children about me. Now, you children, we all had parents, unless your name is Melchizedek. We all have parents. Melchizedek is one of the people that had no father nor mother, no history. He just appears. So, we're all children. What about your parents? How often did they talk about God? How much time did they spend telling you of the mighty works of God? My father's a preacher. I don't remember any times where we were out walking in the woods and he talked about God. I honestly don't remember many times where we sat down as a family and had Bible studies. But I hope and pray that is not the case with my children. Because have been given a responsibility, specifically me, as the father, has been given a responsibility. Can I talk with them about God and His Word? Make sure that they know the characters of the Bible. Know them as if they were their friends. Know them as if they were the characters of the greatest book the world will ever know. And that's a big task when you look at the focus of the world. You see, home is, in fact, the primary place where the Bible is to be taught. Once again, When you look before the church, before there were synagogues, before there was a temple in Jerusalem, before the people wandering around in the wilderness had set up the institution by which His way was to be taught, the home. Once again, go to Abraham. He will teach His children My commandments. We need to quit focusing so much on making sure that they get to a Bible class and focus more at home in making sure that we are teaching them. We are helping them to become the Christians that be. Parents often look at, once again, and they ask, where did we go wrong? We took a church. When is it going to finally sink in that going to church is not enough? I went to church every Sunday of my life. I don't remember very many Sundays where I stayed home because I was sick. I didn't miss Wednesday's services because of school. There were no extracurricular activities that were allowed to miss church. I went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night all of my life. My parents made sure I had my Bible lesson done. Did it help me at the age of 19, 22, 23? Did I live as I should live during those days? And my parents had done what they thought to do. It was not enough. It wasn't. My parents, the work that they did, failed. They failed to truly inspire for the Word of God that I needed to have to trials that were before me. And that was through the constant encouragement and prayer and love of my parents and other individuals about me. And a wonderful woman who wanted to serve the Lord, that I made the corrections that were necessary. We look at individuals and we wonder if we fell away. As parents, we need to realize there is no such thing as teaching them too much Bible. There's no such thing as talking about God too often. God told the Israelites, while you're sitting down, bring it into a modern perspective, while you're driving in the car, going to the store, while you're walking around, and what hurt does it do to talk about God? The home is the place where we learn the Bible. In Proverbs 2, verse 6, we read, train up a child the way he should go, even when he is old, apart from it. The Apostle Paul, inviting to the Christians there in Ephesus, said in Ephesians chapter 10, verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Pay attention there. Ken, he's talking to us, isn't he? Chuck? Brother Donnie? That's us. We have the responsibility to make sure our children know about the Bible. And we need to sit down daily and ask, am I teaching my children the Bible? Think of how much time we make sure they have in public. Now you think about that for just a moment. Even a good homeschooling parent is going to make sure that gets multiple hours of schooling. When you send them to a public, they're there from what, 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Unless they longer, like they keep talking about they want to do. How many times do you think God is mentioned with anything but ridicule in the public school system? Folks, as parents and as grandparents, we need to think long and hard about our efforts to teach our children the Bible. It is our responsibility to make sure that they're taught. And there's no greater problem in the Lord's church than abdication of the role of the father to teach. Now there's a wonderful godly mother or who will step in, just like with Timothy, not concerned with teaching him of God. His father was, he followed after the ways of the Greeks. It was only through Timothy's mother and grandmother, Lois and Eunice, that he learned the truth of the Word of God. But we have a responsibility. For some of you, you may have reached a time to where there's nothing more you can do except call up your children and say, I'm sorry for not doing a better job in presenting God and His Word to you. for not devoting more time in teaching you from God's Word. That might have an effect on them. I can tell you the times that my father apologized had a great effect on me. His willingness to say, I'm sorry, it meant a lot to me. And it's not too late to continue to talk about, heed the words of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 21. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they lose heart. You don't shove it down their throats. But if you begin teaching them when they're young, instilling within them a love of the Word of God, teach them the stories of the Bible, show them the power and might of God, the power of His creation, take advantage of every opportunity to show God in their lives. I can believe what the wise men wrote. Train up a child when they're young and when they're older. I'm afraid that many of us, however, did not do a very good job training up the child while they were young. Home is the primary place where we are to learn. But how do we do that? How do we put the Bible at the center of our homes? How do we guide our children in learning from the Word of God? Well, first and foremost, every member of the family should have their own Bible. As I'm sure all of you know, we homeschool. The regular education, not just the Bible, but the regular education. We homeschool our kids. One of the things that we decided we were going to do when we began homeschooling Brooklyn, and we've continued every year, is we've made sure that she's had some kind of a Bible study that she does. And that's always first in the schedule, because we believe it to be of the most importance. And we all sit around at the beginning of the school day. We all have our Bibles. Austin can't read. Don't read the Bible. We're working our way through the book of Genesis again. Trying to learn the characters. Truly begin to learn them, to know them. We'll all read from the Bible. And Austin will go, I want to read. And he'll read about God and the bad guy. A lot of times God kills the bad guys. Sometimes he gets confused in which ones are good and which ones are bad. But he has a Bible that I make sure that he looks at. He learns how to take care of it. First and foremost, they care for the Word of God. Not that they hold some special place and they put it away and then have the talents. That's a misuse of the Word of God. But they take care of it. They revere it because it is in fact the Word of God. Not only make sure that everyone has a Bible, but make sure that they learn how to use it. There's the biggest problem. Many make sure the kids have a Bible, and they'll say at the end of their when their children are falling, they had a Bible. I told them to read the Bible. Where did I go wrong? Many people never taught how to use a Bible. How do you begin teaching them to use the Bible? Well, begin by teaching them the books of the Bible. It amazes me how many adults don't even know the books of the Bible. Young adults don't even know the books of the Bible. It amazes me as I've moved from place to place, I come across kids that were in their teens, their late teens, their early 20s, and you ask them where a book is in the Bible, and they're like, I flip to the first couple of pages, and they start looking down the list, trying to find out where that book is in the Bible. Part of teaching them how to Bible is teaching them where things are. Then teach them about so they'll know how they're grouped. As they grow older and you're reading from God's Word, let them learn about it. Teach them how to use a concordance. One of the greatest tools that you have is a concordance. Because how many times have you had that little phrase in a verse, and you can't remember where it is, but you got that little phrase and you can look it up in a concordance and you go, oh, that's where it is. And then you find out a lot of times it's about 4 or 5 times in the Bible, and you're like, well, that's even better. But how many of your kids even own a concordance? I'm not talking about the little one that's in the back of the Bible that you gave them when they were 8 years old. That still looks as good as it was when you gave it to them 10, 15 years ago. You see, we don't teach our kids how to use the Bible that they have. We don't teach them why to use the Bibles that they have. We need to make sure that we have actual plans. Not, okay, this year we're going to study the Bible more as a family. Yeah, that's like me saying, yeah, this year I'm not going to eat as much Golden Eagle syrup. That just doesn't work. We need to make actual plans. We're going to cut out television. We're going to read more from the Word of God. There is no age too early to begin to read the Word of God. Because even if they're not getting anything out of it, you are. And I want to tell you, there's no age too late to begin to try to read the Word of God to your kids. You may have waited too late and they may not listen, but you still need to be needing to try. Give them a Bible. Teach them how to use it. Make actual plans for educating their Bible. This is way too important for you to think, well, they'll pick it up in Bible class. I said this time and time again. If we send our kids to public school as often as we send them to Bible school, Dan would be in second grade. You would have finished the third grade by the time you were 21. Dan's looking at me like, what, you say I'm stupid? I'm saying, no, I would be in probably like third. And we think these Bible classes are enough. The home is the first to teach our children. We give the Bible a priority in our life. Take it out of a special compartment. We've kept it in our lives and set it out and put it to use. Involve it in the daily routines of our lives. We can read and study the Bible more as individuals. We can put more into our preparation for adult Bible classes. We can become more involved in our children and their Bible classes. We can have not only the Bible studies that we've already set up, but have regular devotionals with our children. The sad thing is I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to preach this lesson. And I'm going to show to you the great need to teach your children at home the Word of God. The sad thing is that history has taught me it's not going to change in most families. It's not. And in a couple of years, I'm going to look at this lesson and I'm going to go, I need to preach this lesson again. Because I'm still seeing the same old, same old. Children are being lost. Because the parents are not taking their role as Bible teachers, as educators, home educators of their children in the Bible. They've not taken it seriously. And it's no surprise that we look out and we see that there is a generation that does not know, does not have a clue as to really who God is. They have no idea who Noah is, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Joshua, they're lost on that. Samson, oh, he's that strong guy, right? Our responsibility. The most serious responsibility we have to teach from the Word of God. All Christians should be homeschooled. Now, some of you did not have the pleasure of growing up in a Christian home, being taught from the Word of God. And you've heard the gospel, you've learned the truth. Would you know that you were homeschooled as well, self-educated? You didn't get everything from sermons, you didn't get everything from the Bible classes. You had to learn from study on your own. That's why I titled it, All Christians Should Be Homeschooled. I want to close the lesson by looking at two passages in the book of 2 Timothy. One of the passages that are provided about Timothy and his education at home. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, there in verse 5, Paul says, I'm mindful of the sincere faith within you which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well. As we look there, we see that Paul is saying, all these things you learned at home. Now, he could go and listen to the Word of God. They read it every Sabbath. They read it throughout the week. But Paul says, these things came from your mother and your grandmother. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's begin reading in verse 14. He says, you, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Now, Timothy has been traveling with Paul for quite a period of time by now. Timothy has sat at the feet of Paul. Timothy has studied under Paul.
But look at what Paul says. Knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred things which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Where did Timothy get that?
From his mother, from his grandmother. When it came to learning of God, Timothy was homeschooled. I think Sesame Street is, well, I don't like it as much now as I used to, but back in the day, I thought Bert and Ernie were pretty funny. I learned my letters. I think there are a lot of good educational programs on television that teach you very good things. I think back a couple of years because we don't watch it as much now, but, you know, Dragon Tales, things of that nature, there's a lot of good television programs that we use in helping to teach our children the things that they need to prepare them for public school, or if a parent decides to homeschool their children, to begin teaching them at home. We spend hours upon hours preparing our children for public school, don't we? Teaching them their letters. Teaching them to learn how to write. Teaching them their numbers. Making sure they're prepared to enter into the school system. The question I ask you this morning is, how much time do you spend or have you spent teaching your children from the Word of God so that they will be prepared to enter into everlasting life? Which is more important? Making sure our kids go to a good school, they get to the best colleges in the land, that they get a great education, that they'll be provided for financially for the rest of their lives? Yeah, we see how well that works. The economy that we're in, no matter what kind of an education you have, you might lose your job. But we spend so much time and effort preparing our kids for this life, and we fail in the only thing that matters, preparing them for eternal life. We as parents have the opportunity to teach our children. I don't think I teach my children enough. Every year I say, I need to do more. I need to do more. And I hope and pray that every parent starts, every grandparent starts saying the same thing. And not just saying it, but doing it. But not only as a family, but individually. We need to read and study our Bibles. The more you have the Bible within you, the more you're going to tell others about it. The more you're going to talk to your children about it. The more you have, the more excited you get about it, the more excited they're going to be about it. Perhaps you're here, you've been taught the Word of God. You haven't really let it sink in yet. Sink in. Let it work on your... Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? It's an easy yes or no question. If you answer yes, do you understand that there are things in your life that are displeasing to God? And if you continue to do those things, or if you continue in that sin, you will be eternally lost. If so, then this next question is of utmost importance to you. Are you ready to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you understand that your sin is displeasing to God, then you are ready to obey His gospel. Unless you just really like hell. Who in their right mind does? Today is your opportunity to obey the gospel. Become a child of God. Perhaps you're here, you've obeyed the gospel, but you've fallen away. You've gone back into the world. You've not been reading your Bible as you should. Maybe you haven't been the parent that you should be in teaching your children from the Word of God. Then make whatever correction is necessary as we stand and as we sing.